produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, this is Susan with Divine Inspiration, Time of Encouragement. I'm a woman of God, a woman of valor. I speak the truth in love. The law of kindness is in my tongue. I speak life and words of wisdom. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I love the Lord God, the living God, but the Lord God, the living God, loves me more. Greater is he that's in me than he who is in the world. And I want to talk to you today about the amazing God that we serve. You know, life is tough and we all know it. Everyone goes through a lot of things, ups and downs, a lot of uncertainties, especially in the world today, but just life in general is very hard sometimes for some of us. And it's amazing what God brings us through and what he gives us strength to handle. The things that we think we couldn't bear, God brings us through it. And a lot of times he makes good out of what we have been through. God is amazing that way. And it's important for us to look back and see where God brought us from. Not to dwell in the past, but just to remember the things that God did give us the strength to overcome and to go through, even things that we did not think that we would ever be able to make it or survive through. God is brilliant in that manner. Actually, he's brilliant in all manners. He's all things to all men, and he's able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And I believe that the power that works in us is the power of our faith and the power of his Holy Spirit. And he gives us the leadership and the guidance that we need to help us make it through those dark and weary times. So it's amazing that God works through us in a way that we could never exceed or succeed without him working through us in the first place. And he lets us know that it is him, and we know that it is not our strength that we do anything through, but it's by his strength and his strength alone. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Without him, we can do nothing. And it's just amazing what he does do. And, you know, I wrote a poem concerning that very thing I did want to share with people. And you might find yourself in this poem somewhere at some verse of the poem. And I hope it does inspire you. Actually, the title is I'm Amazed. I'm amazed. God, you amaze me. You wake me up each day. You send me out on my way. I'm amazed. Offenses come to break me down and keep me from that crown of life you have prepared me to receive. I am amazed, constantly being mentally challenged and unbalanced, confused about it all you want is my heart. I'm amazed. You have a plan to put the pieces of this puzzle of life together. You and I are a team, making right out of wrong. I'm amazed. You've kept me standing tall, radiant, obedient, excellent, and opulent. Not perfect, but progressing, still confessing. Jesus is Lord. I'm amazed. And I am amazed that the things that God has brought me through in my life, I'm amazed to be at the end of all of those things, not the end of my life, but at the end of some trials and tribulations, still standing tall and professing and confessing Jesus is Lord, no matter what it looks like, no matter what happened or no matter what may happen. That is my confession, that Jesus is Lord. And it's amazing how God allows that to stay within us after going through such hard trials and tribulations. And we have to remember that there may be more up ahead. And no matter what those trials and tribulations may be, or what, no matter what may come out of those trials and tribulations, we have to be willing to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and confessing that Jesus is Lord through it all. And we can do that because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And it was a time, a devastating time of my life, that I wrote that poem. And needless to say, we've all have had devastating times. We've all gone through things. We've all had situations where something happened that we just didn't expect to happen. Something just kind of blindsided us in life. Or maybe somebody said something or did something, and it was a person that you would at least expect that from. You would at least expect it from that person. Oh, no, not you. And but it happened, and it was hurtful, and it was wrong. And then we have those things that someone didn't keep their word, or someone didn't do what you had expected them to do, and you were really counting on them and hoping that they would come through, and they didn't. Those things devastate us. Those things are enough to take some people out. Some people actually lose their minds. They have nervous breakdowns. They get depressed. They don't want to live. Some people, they just don't make it through. But those of us that call upon the name of the Lord, God rescues us. He saves us. And he turns those things into something good. In fact, that devastating thing that I was going through, I don't need to say what it was because we've all been through our own personal devastations. But this poem actually came from that time of devastation in my life, especially the part that says, I'm amazed. Offenses come to break me down and keep me from that crown of life that you have prepared me to receive. I'm amazed. And so God takes those things and he uses it so that at the end of every trial or tribulation, we can look back and realize that we did not do it on our own, but it was God himself who carried us through it, who taught us new lessons. And some may say hindsight is 20/20, which is true. But we don't want to spend too much time looking back, but we definitely do want to remember. You might want to make a mental note, or you might want to journal. Some people do journal their journeys because God has brought us through. And it's, we all have had those situations where, kind of like Moses and the children of Israel, like when they came to the Red Sea. We all have those situations where we don't know which way to go, what to turn, what to do, what to pray. And but God comes alongside of us and he parts that Red Sea, and we find ourselves going through and even on the other side. And we have to remember that once God does deliver us, once God does bring us through, once God does answer that prayer, once everything is finally said and done, we have to remember that it was God that did it. And we have to remember to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory, and always be amazed at the work of the Lord in our lives. And not to forget And it was only 3 days after the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea on dry ground, they began to complain. Just 3 days later, they began to complain because they didn't have what they thought they should have at that moment in that given time of their lives. And they just that quickly forgot that God parted that Red Sea on their behalf, and they were there because of him. And we have to be mindful not to be that way and keep that amazement of God. And so I just wanted to stop by and share that with you. I hope and pray that whatever you're going through right now, you'd be amazed at God, what he's doing and how he's bringing you through it. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stand tall and stand strong and continue to confess your faith in the Lord no matter what's happening in your life. Stand tall. Believe in the Lord with all your heart and all your might. And trust him in all that you say and all that you do. Allow him to use you. Allow him to even speak through you. Sometimes we don't realize it, but when we are in conversations, the Holy Spirit knows what a person is going through, even though that may not be what the conversation is about at that given moment and time. But the Lord will give you something to say to that person that will touch their heart and maybe even change their life. So even while you're going through whatever it is that you may be going through, know, trust, and believe that God is with you, and he will never leave you or forsake you. He hasn't turned a deaf ear to your prayer. He hasn't closed his eyes to your problems and your troubles, and he will deliver you. Just stand tall and stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and be willing to move forward in whatever is happening in your life. Continue to talk to the Lord. Continue to trust him. Continue to follow the leading of the precious Holy Spirit in your life, whatever that may be, whatever that may look like to you in your life. And even just take a moment of time and take a deep breath and just be in the present. You know, sometimes we project what might happen, what could happen, what's gonna happen, and we forget about the moment that we are in present and currently. So you may want to take a moment just to take a deep breath. And even just sense the fact that God is causing you to be able to breathe. Listen to your own heartbeat. And realize that it is God that placed the rhythm of life in your heart. And it's beating and it's functioning the way that God has ordained it to since before the beginning of time. And look out the window. Look at the clouds. Look at the blue skies. Breathe in a deep breath of fresh air. And enjoy the moment. Because God is at work doing the things that you can't do for yourself. He's at work working things out on your behalf behind the scenes. He says that he'll never leave you. As I said before, he said that he'll never forsake you either. So keep that awe and amazement at all times. Remember the last time God brought you through? He's the same God. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he brought you out one time, and he has, he'll do it again. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. So I'm Susan, and this is Divine Inspiration, Time of Encouragement. And I hope I said something today that inspired you to go on a little bit further, to hold on a little bit longer, to look up a little bit higher, and trust God. So until the next time, keep looking up and keep moving forward. God bless.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.